World premiere of Canadian Indigenous opera Shauna Did It gives new voice to the unheard story about Canada's Beothuk Nation. First co-production presented by Tapestry Opera and Opera on the Avalon. It opens tomorrow night, May 16th, and runs until the 25th in Toronto at the Imperial Opera Theatre. That's around Parliament and Front. And with us to talk about it are composer Dean Burry and librettist, creator, co-director Yvette Nolan. Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
You're all looking bright and fresh and alert and slightly manic.
May
just
as well.
The way you do before an opening.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Dean, I'm going to start with you. Let's talk about the score and the story, but...
Yeah, I mean, this is a story that I grew up. I'm from Newfoundland, and central Newfoundland, and this is where the Beothuk, where they originated, and so it's a story that I heard for a long time, and a story that for a long time I thought kind of needed to be told more. In fact, about 20 years ago, as part of my master's degree at U of T, I wrote a small version of this story, but realized it wasn't just my story to tell, and that I needed to find another way to make it happen. So it kind of went back into the trunk. Coming out now and then, but it wouldn't stay away.
Yes.
So eventually, about 4 years ago, I approached Tapestry Opera, who I knew were really big supporters of diversity.
Absolutely.
and Newark Opera on the Avalon
for
as
sure.
well, too,
right.
for that matter. And they were the ones to pick it up. Now, they said, okay, this is a great idea, but you need to find an Indigenous writer to work with and a librettist. And just so happens, about 20 years ago, I ran across this person and gave her a phone call, and, you know, it came back into the situation. As far as the score goes, a big thing that I was trying to do was not just recreate Indigenous music. I'm not Indigenous
sure.
myself.
Right.
And there's such a history of that in, you know, the traditional opera field as well.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to go off the one thing that I knew that Shauna Did and I really shared, which was the sound of nature in central Newfoundland. So the sound of the winds, the tides, the rains, which is not only kind of a big part of Newfoundlanders' daily life, sometimes a very big part of Newfoundlanders' daily life, but also a big part of First Nations culture as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, in Yvette's first libretto reading, she had introduced the name over and over at the beginning, Shauna Did It. And in the of that name, I heard the tides, I heard the winds. And so there was something very poetic in her name being in the nature of Newfoundland.
Go ahead. Tell us about Shauna Did It.
Well, she's commonly known as, she's referred to as the last of the Beothuk people, the way it is pronounced colonially, which is kind of problematic. I mean, so it is really a founding story of this country in terms of the meeting of cultures and the fact that they are supposedly extinct now. Mm-hmm. There is some contesting of that by the Mi'kmaq people,
who
live there and who believe that they intermarried and, you know, they were neighbors and that Beothuk blood does go on in them and in our people. And so she did these sketches, and all we really have left of her hand are these sketches that she did that Cormac, the man who was caregiving her, kept and wrote about. He had been a big explorer wanting to find the Beothuk people. And so those sketches are kind of the basis of the story that we're telling, because it is the way that we can hear her directly from 200 years ago.
And what I find interesting, I mean, on a basis of that, I mean, you're given a fairly wide latitude of how you can take this story.
Yes and no.
Exactly. Yeah, both ways.
Yeah, we are, because that is all there is left to speak to us here. But as Indigenous people, and there's a bunch of Indigenous co-creators, collaborators on the team, we have a responsibility to our ancestors and to our descendants. Like, we have a responsibility to be as integrityful and as honest and as respectful of those stories as we can. We're kind of trying to undo the singular narrative about Shauna Did It that is like the Beothuk are gone and that's it.
Right.
And we can say anything about them.
Yeah.
So all the artists are interpreting her work in a way that allows us to look at her from all of these different perspectives. which battles that one sort of singular narrative.
Mm-hmm. And one of the ways in which you do that is your set. Let's talk about what the set is going to look like with the pink paintings and the projections and all that kind of thing. What
it's
have you got going?
Kind of fantastic. Right. I don't know. It's a little overwhelming because the IOD is such a big space, and Kamiku, the designer, has designed what looks like like trees, a forest of trees hanging from the ceiling, which gives us a projection surface. So we get to see Shauna Dithit's sketches without his Cormac's interpretation, and then Cormac's interpretation writing on top of it, plus the videos of the artists, plus banners, plus dance. Like, there's like a number of artists doing different kinds of disciplines to interpret the work.
Mm-hmm. Interesting thing about the way the score came out of this as well is that a lot of times for dances and things like that, the composer would write the music and then you would choreograph the music.
Sure, of course.
But because we were working with all these fantastic artists bringing their perspective, I held back and let them do their thing first and then scored to what they had done.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, when you first conceived of this project and you approached Yvette, I mean, did you have some music already in mind and that you went, oh, you know what, I'm going to go in a whole different direction?
Ultimately you have to speak through your own heart as well too, in your own voice. So, mm-hmm. you know, those are things in having this story in my mind for 20 years, certainly there were things there as well.
Sure.
But again, I think a really big aspect of reconciliation is listening, mm-hmm. is kind of listening and getting other perspectives. So instead of just barreling through the way that I would normally do in an operatic process, I really kind of tried to sit back and kind of absorb and learn more as we moved along. And I think that really informed the piece.
Sure.
Now, the great thing about the Imperial Oil Center is that it's huge. The ceilings are like, they've got to be 20 to 25 feet high. And so it's a great, great space for you guys to be working. Now, you've got 11 people in the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And how will that work out? Because it's all on a flat surface, right?
Yeah, that's the big question as well, too, because that space is a blessing and a curse in some ways.
Sure.
You can do incredible things theatrically, but you have to be very cautious of the sound. I worked for the Canadian Opera Company for about 17 years doing their after-school programs, writing some of their school tour operas. So I've been in that space a lot, and I wrote with that space in mind as well, too.
Oh.
To the point of, like, if you have too many woodwinds all jammed together on a close chord, they're going to blow everything away.
Yeah.
So hopefully what I've been able to come up with is something that really works with the space as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have them positioned right at the very back, which is a blessing and a curse because our singers are all nice and far forward, but they all have to see the conductor through video screens, right?
That must
oh,
be fun.
Wow. Yeah.
And a 40-person choir?
Yeah. Yeah, whoa! Absolutely.
That's a busy show.
This piece needed to feel big, I think. And again, because of the subject matter, because of the sense of Newfoundland spaciousness, it needed to feel big. And it feels like an epic show for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to wish you all the best with this. It sounds like it
does.
I love the fact that it means so much to you. And there's so much passion that's coming through. And that I'm sure it's going to be really stimulating, really awesome, something to see.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in. We've been speaking with Dean Burry, composer and librettist, creator and co-director Yvette Nolan about Shauna Dithit. This will be the premiere. It's a co-production with Tapestry Opera and Opera on the Avalon. It opens tomorrow night and runs until the 25th at the Imperial Oriel Theatre, which is at Parliament and Front. For tickets, go to tapestryopera.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks.